Hannah says he wants to consolidate programs, but won't say which ones may be targeted.
I can't really go into details because I haven't had those conversations with some of those people, so I think it's unfair for me to get into the specifics of those programs. Right now, we're just in the planning phase.
He says such changes are necessary to maintain the financial health of the district. And he says he also wants to cut top administrative positions before resigning from his position as a district administrator to run for superintendent. Hannah says he made $108,000, and he says many of those high wage salaries in other positions may not be justified.
When I was the principal at Leon, I didn't make nearly that much, but I believed I earned every penny I was paid. I can assure you, once I moved out to Never Never Land, that wasn't necessarily the case.
As superintendent, Hannah will earn around $133,000 a year, but he says he can't change his own salary because it's decided by state statute. For WFSU News, I'm Sarah Mueller.